That's the thing about Americans. All frightfully get up and go when the going's easy, but they have no idea what we endure to create this facility. Talk of the devil. Here comes Mr. Hottenbothered himself.
They said you people were up here.
Looking a bit pale, old man.
I am.
This is Mr. Beaver. Been showing me around. He's one of the wizards who designed this whole installation.
It's a disgrace, Stokes. It's a goddamn disgrace.
Sorry? What?
The way these people are living.
But I was just commiserating with Mr. Beaver here. The conditions out here
I don't mean the company men. I mean the Iranians. They just took me on a tour to Kagazabad.
You've had Mr. Mackey's tour of happy horrors, have you?
His what?
He does it for every new visitor. Takes them round the so-called slums. The crimes of the great colonial oppressor.
Slums? I've seen slums. These are not fit for animals.
With all due respect, these aren't people employed by the company.
They work here?
They get work here, through local contractors.
Doing what?
Menial work, cleaning out the old storage tanks, shifting sulfur cargoes, that sort of thing.
There'd be no work at all without the company. This would be a wasteland.
I'd rather see a wasteland than that place. Rivers of mud and excrement, no water, no electricity. Whole families sleeping in shacks made of beaten tins and paper.
Kagazabad, it means paper town.
Are you even remotely surprised how much they hate you?
Steady on, Harriman. It's not exactly...
If I saw this, if I was an Iranian politician and I saw this, I would drive you out of this country with my bare hands. Open the gates! I'm going back to Tehran. Stokes, I think you need to rethink your position.
Poor chap. Just can't take the heat.